Reform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I would it had time.
Covered with snow.
Recorded.
Track one.
Track two.
Just, you know, for recording purposes. That's VU meters probably. Sitting there blowing his mind watching the meters. Ah, my meters. Who cares about meters? You guys don't care about meters, do you? I was looking at a thermometer on the microphone yesterday. Nobody cared about that. I thought it was different.
Never in my recollection, never in my memory, have I ever seen such a collection of people in the same boat as me. Used to be young, sharp, and hardy, formidable youthful display. Now we gather at weddings and parties in various states of age. None of us looks like we used to. Our baby face good looks are gone. Some bellies are showing. Our heads are growing. We're all going right to the dogs. How much is that doggy in the mirror? The one that looks tired and fat. It occurs now to me, you couldn't ask much money for a doggy as used up as that. For the past year I've been trying to increase my potential for pay. While expanding my fiscal horizons, I've been expanding in a few other ways. But I'm gonna go to aerobics, gonna cut down on dinner and lunch. When I finish this beer and this pizza here, slurp, slurp, gurgle, gurgle, munch, munch. How much is that doggy in the mirror? The one that looks tired and fat. It occurs now to me, you couldn't ask much money for a doggy as used up as that. I've heard the old people debate what causes a person's downfall. Well, they say you get old soon and you get smart late. I am getting old soon and smart not at all. Didn't we used to feel so immortal? Party all night and sleep on the floor. Well, the evidence is clear. In the big full-length mirror, we don't look immortal no more. How much is that doggy in the mirror? The one that looks tired and fat. It occurs now to me, you couldn't ask much money for a doggy is used up as that.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Reavers.
It's a crash course.
play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Little Richard, Isaac Brothers, you know, Wilson Vickett, Solomon Burt, Jackie Wilson, Sam Cooke.
So why'd you break away?
Well, you know, you get tired of playing other people's music all the time.
So what did you do?
So then I just, you know, went down the village, you know, just laying dead for a while, playing.
And this is where Chaz Chandler met up with you, wasn't
it? Yeah. So he asked, would I like to go to England, you know? I wasn't doing anything, so I said, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Would you say there was any similarity in what you're trying to do and, for instance, what the Cream is doing?
No, not necessarily. Because, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get our own particular sound, you know, like a freakish blues, this, you know, this rave, like almost only with a little more feeling than what's been happening lately.
So, Hey Joe isn't really representative of what you're trying to do?
Yes, it's a phase. It's one very small part of us.
So right now, can we hear Hey Joe?
Yeah.
Blind behind a
your fist up in the air to the biggest warrior the state's ever known. She's a mother of evil, the harvester of healers, and she will come. She's a driver and dealer, the jailer and freer, and she will come. She's the magic wand's daughter, who then taught her how to hurt most everyone. When eyes focus clear, she'll be near to bring smoke. Well, there was none. So hold on, right near the end, she'll shine on when the darkness descends, and you will ride on. Bring the news to your friends, you're coming. Yeah. love will lead us home. Love will lead us home.
The news about that five-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online for like a year. She couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
One, two, three, four.
Life dyed his long black hair, his animal grace. The boy in the bright blue jeans jumped up on the stage, and Lady Stardust sang her songs of darkness and dismay. And he was all right. The band was all together, and he was all right. His song went on forever, and he was awful nice. Really quite out of sight, and he sang Fatals emerged from shadows to watch this creature fare. Boys stood up on their chairs to make their point of view. And I smiled sadly for a love I could not obey. And Lady Stardust sang his songs of darkness and dismay. All right, the band.
Digmented. All right. Okay, you can dig it.
More. image of the poets in the breeze. Canadian geese are flying above the trees. A mist is hanging gently on the lake. My house is very beautiful at night. My friend and teacher occupies a spare room. He's dead, at peace at last, the wandering Jew. Other friends had put stones on his grave. He was the first great man that I had ever met. Sylvie and I got out our Ouija board to dial a spirit across the room it soared. We were happy and amazed at what we saw. Blazing stood the proud and regal name Delmore. Delmore, I missed all your funny ways. I missed your jokes and the brilliant things you said. My deadness to your bloom was such a perfect wit. And to find you in my house makes things perfect. I've really got a lucky life. My writing, my motorcycle, and my wife. And to top it all off, a spirit of pure poetry is living in this stone and wood house with me. Image of the poets in the breeze. Canadian geese are flying above the trees. A mist is hanging gently on the lake. Our house is very beautiful at night. This is very beautiful at night. Our house is very beautiful at night. Our house is very beautiful at
Have love. Mexico. I tried to find the girl to love me so. No matter where I go, no matter where I be, I just can't find the girl to satisfy me. Have love. Well, baby, now we'll travel. Kisses, dude.